No fire, no brimstone, no screams of the souls of the damned being tortured in agony. I must be in the human world. It's you. Oh, you summoned me, didn't you? Oh, this is a dream come true. I love you so much. This is the best thing that has ever happened to me. Oh, but you forgot to make the circle that protects you from me. Well, it's okay. You're in luck because I love you and would never hurt you. Hey, can I take a look at your spellbook to see which summoning spell you used? Oh, it's the old Levant counter-lunar one. This is perfect. This is just perfect. I'll spare you the details. But basically, this spell summons the demon that loves you the most, which must be me. I knew it. I knew no one loved you more than me. Well, this only proves that no demon loves you more than me. But still, this is so validating. It's proof of how much I love you. And you even wrote it in Aramaic. Let me tell you, Latin, so overrated. You've got such good taste. That's my darling human. But now that we're finally together, we can do things like watching movies together or eating together. Which reminds me, do you have any food? They haven't been serving anything in hell other than pancakes ever since this one video game came out. Oh, but I can't believe it. I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Zulsum. Wait! I'd recognize that annoying voice anywhere. Wait, sweetheart. Don't fall for the tricks of this demonic demon. Real creative. My name is Setsash, and I know you haven't seen me before, but I've seen you all the time. Because you're a stalker. Because I'm their guardian angel. It's my job to watch over my sweetheart human wherever and whenever. Whether they're eating breakfast or when they're sleeping. I mean, have you seen how cute he looks when he's sleeping? I have. Right? And that just motivates me even more to protect my cutie pie human. Sweetheart, don't listen to, what was your stupid little name again? Droolsome? Zulsome. Right. Zuldum. I said Zulsome. Don't listen to Zulscum here, sweetheart. They're a demon. They're pretending to love you. But they just want to manipulate you so they can hurt you. That's all demons care about. Just hurting humans. I mean, think of all the evil and nefarious sins this demon must have committed. Please, you're an angel. Even jaywalking is a sin to you. And I'm not that sinful. I mean, what have I even done? Let's see. Some loitering. Some littering. A little murder. See? Nothing big. just little baby stuff. Besides, don't play that card with me. I know you've been up to no good too. Half the times I can make it to the human world, I've seen you stealing my darling humans' wrappers from the trash. I'm not stealing them. I'm just recycling. I'm turning it from trash into precious mementos. I'm just helping the environment. But I wouldn't expect an ignorant demon like you to understand. Please, I'm not ignorant. I understand all sorts of things. Which reminds me, my darling human, maybe I can teach you a few things. You know, usually when a human performs that spell you just did, it's because they want a demon to be their girlfriend. Which I can understand. I'm not opposed to that. I'd be overjoyed, actually. And you know, I happen to know a good motel nearby. Maybe we can go there, and I can show you why demons are associated with lust. I mean, this angel isn't going to do anything naughty with you. I hear they still teach abstinence up in heaven. Do you really not get what I'm saying? Oh, you're so innocent. You'll be so fun to corrupt. Here, I'll go easy on you. We can start with hand-holding.
Get away from him, Zulslum.
Or what, Satrash? You want to throw hands? I doubt a goody-two-shoes angel like you even thinks about violence. How would you be in a fight? Why don't you write me a strongly worded letter? Then back off, back to heaven, to play bingo, or whatever the hell boring thing you do up there.
I think about violence a lot, actually, especially around you. I was slaying demons before your circle of hell even existed. But what about you? The most you've ever done is kill a few humans. Must be so dang easy to punch down and pick on a few mortals.
I wasn't doing it just to punch down. I was doing it to protect my darling human. Those mortals were getting too close to him. So, I removed them.
Oh, nice.
You're welcome.
But still, sweetheart, Fulsome here is bad news for you. You don't want to hang around her. Besides, I've been with you for your entire life. Granted, it was one-sided with you being unaware of me and me watching your every moment. I mean, even on my breaks, I still chose to watch you. But what I'm saying is, if you want a girlfriend, I'd be a much better one for you.
You wanna bet?
Gambling is a sin, so no.
Oh, my sweet, precious, darling human, don't listen to that sash over here. I'd be the better girlfriend for you. I love you much more. I'm much more, what's the word again? Starts with a D.
Dumb? Dirty? Damaged? Difficult? Delusional?
Devoted.
Daft? Demented? Deranged? Disappointing? Doltish?
I already remembered the word.
Distasteful? Dysfunctional? Duplicitous?
Are you done?
dyspeptic, dumb, dysentery. Okay, now I'm done.
You're such a piece of shit.
How dare you?
Aw, did the widow bad word offend the pure and proper angel?
No, you stupid, ugly-ass, little bitch! I'm offended. You're the only one thing in hell that's not hot.
I swore. I can't believe. I swore. I'm so sorry, my sweetheart human. I swear.
I'm usually not like this. This has never happened before.
Well, there's a first time for everything. At least you're developing. Corrupting you is almost as fun as it's gonna be to corrupt my darling human.
This doesn't change anything, sweetheart. Stoolzum here doesn't love you like I love you. She doesn't care about you. Heck, she doesn't even care about herself. She clearly needs a shower. She still stinks like brimstone. Fortunately, I can help with that. Hold on. I think I have some holy water here somewhere.
Darling, I care about you way more than Ratsash. I'd do anything for you. I'd even go back to hell for you.
Please do.
Honestly, with you here, it's tempting to go back to hell. But I can't leave my darling human all alone here. Now can I? I can't leave him with an angel that probably still has a bedtime. But you know, my darling human, you can stay up late with me if you catch my drift.
Doing what? Kicking puppies?
What we're gonna do doesn't concern you, Satrash. That's between me and my darling human, because we were meant to be together.
Ugh, the only thing you were meant to be with is a gag and a restraining order. You don't even love him. You just stalk him from time to time as an excuse to get away from hell. I, on the other hand, dropped from heaven just to protect him from you.
Yeah, just dropped on your head from the looks of it.
Just back off already. He's mine.
I don't see your name on him.
Look closer.
You didn't.
I did. I wrote my name on the back of his neck while he was asleep. Just as a sort of deterrence, of course, so that demons know that he's under my protection. Like a good luck charm. It was completely selfless, I assure you. Not creepy at all. I was voted least creepy back in high school, with 110% of the vote. How could it be creepy?
I hope you're not planning on using that as your legal defense.
I'm not creepy, right, my sweetheart human? I just love you very, very much. So, so much. I love you so much. I'd even sell my soul for you.
I'd buy it.
Ugh, haven't you bought enough?
No.
You know what? This talking of buying reminds me. This demon doesn't even have a job. In fact, she's never made an honest cent in her entire life. She's never made a penny that she didn't embezzle out of an orphanage or scam out of a senior citizen. I, on the other hand, do have an honest job. Heaven pays me a salary.
Wow, I'm sure that'll come in handy when mortal currency exchanges start accepting heaven bucks.
It does come in handy, You know, my coworker told me humans are really fond of food. So I bought 38 billion acres in heaven so I could grow food on it for my sweetheart human.
Oh, too bad. You'd have to smuggle the food out of heaven to get it to him.
I know a guy.
You are getting corrupted. Absolutely demonic. I love it. Not that you can compare to me. All I need is one night with my human, and he'll never think of anyone else ever again. He won't be able to get me out of his head. He'll always be thinking about me.
The only time he'll be thinking of you is when he gets an Amber Alert. Oh, my sweetheart human, please listen to me. I'm the better girlfriend for you. I love you so much. Everything about you. Your eyes. Your hair. Your face. Your social security number.
What?
If it was for you, I'd gladly suffer any pain.
Good. Then it won't hurt too much when he rejects you.
My sweetheart here isn't going to reject me. I'm his guardian angel. We have a divine connection.
Then why are you being so hesitant?
That doesn't bode well for you either.
You do have a point. Maybe my darling human here just needs some time to get to know us better. Yes, and some more time to see how wonderful I am and how wonderful you are not.
Please, after spending a few days with the two of us, my sweetheart human will wonder how he even considered a demon as trash as you as an option.
So then, the three of us are going to be roommates?
That's a bit of an escalation, but sure, just until I become his girlfriend.
That's my line, Sat Sash.
Oh, you got my name right this time, Zulzum.